Time to take a look at developments on the market. The All Share ends the day up in the green, so do financials, while resources, industrials, gold and the top 40 end the day down in the red. Portfolio manager at BP Bernstein, Makwe Masilela, joins us as usual on a Thursday. Good evening, sir.
Evening, how are you?
I'm good, thank you so much. Talk us through the day's developments. What happened?
For us, it has been more of a rent play, in the sense that we've seen the rent strengthening, and since yesterday at the back of the minutes that came out of the Fed, you know, there were more dovish. The guys just indicated that they're worried about inflation, and we saw the rent, you know, moving as strong as 1347, and this is the very same currency which on Monday was almost 1386. For us, that's a huge move. So we know that the minute the rent tends to weaken, you see mostly our rent hedges going up. That gets to benefit our market. And fortunately or unfortunately, those are the stocks which are dominating the market. But now with the rent strengthening, you get the likes of the banks benefiting out of that. So today we saw the banks doing well. We saw the gold shares also doing well at the back of the gold price. But our industrials, which are the major guys, you know, your NASPAS, your likes of your Richmond, didn't do that well, you know. So hence the market is doing everything but. We just have to watch what's going to happen. But I've just realized that the dollar started to strengthen a little bit at the back of the producer prices which came out, you know. So that managed to move away the fears of the minutes that we released yesterday. So I think one has to just watch what's going to happen. Yes, the pound is not doing well as well, mainly because the impasse when it comes to the Brexit talks, and that as well is going to have an impact on our stocks, those which are listed in the London Stock Exchange, because of the dual listing. It's not going to look okay for us. So far, we've seen the pound going down. And back home as well, now we also had the good mining output numbers for August, up 6.9. I think we need to celebrate news like that, especially given that we also saw manufacturing doing well earlier in the week. And also, I think over the weekend, you know, the Minister of Finance with the bank, with the governor of the Reserve Bank, the guys are going to use, they're going to have an opportunity to clear up their position, to try to reinvest that when they attend the weekend meetings of the IMF and the World Bank. So one has to watch that as well. But for me, the most important thing is going to be this deadlock when it comes to Brexit. And yeah, metal prices also did try to help us as well, given what was happening to the dollar. Remember, every time the dollar gets too weak, then the metal prices become attractive for people who are using other currencies.
Now tell us about the latest from Taste Holdings.
Taste, unfortunately, I guess it was expected to some extent. The group revenue decreased by 9%, while their gross margin increased by a mere 5%, due mainly to corporate-owned stores increasing in the food division than in the prior year. And the gross margin was largely unchanged, you know, in the luxury goods. But for me, you know, total operating cost increasing by 16%, that's not good news. But we know that EBITDA was expected to show us a loss, but only from the food division. But unfortunately, it did extend to their luxury goods. So, I mean, I think one has to watch all that. And given that the guys issued more shares because they've been having some rights issues, I think it's not in a very good space. Bear in mind that the guys also going to be affected by low consumer confidence going forward.
Lastly, what are developments at Verimark?
Verimark, for 6 months, revenue from continuing operation increased by 13%. I think for me that's good, given the environment they're operating in. Gross profit also increasing by 10%. That's good news. We know that for the first 6 months, trading has been very tough for them. As we said, the same reasons that apply for Taste, you know, which because all the consumer-related businesses are facing tough economic conditions. This whole thing of this political instability also is not helping at all. And all that gives you what we call a low consumer confidence. And we know people spend based on confidence. If you are confident that your future looks okay, you are able to spend today. And the price decrease in March was also because they had the price decreases in March that managed to help their revenue to increase. And the fact that they had more products and they managed to increase stores, that was also positive for their revenue.
Thank you so much for your contribution. We'll leave it there for this evening. Portfolio Manager at BP, Bernstein Magwemasilela, with the day's market wrap.